It's 4:04. Our Boomer sit-in will get it underway here in just a minute. But first,
Boomer traffic.
Oh, gosh. What's going on out here? Northbound JFK at Cornhusker, two cars, and blocking the traffic lanes a little bit at that intersection. And eastbound Platteview just east of Highway 50, the traffic lights hanging a bit low. Don't know why. So, and 29th and Cumming. And southbound 84th and L. Those are the latest accidents. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Boomer weather.
Well, the winter weather advisory remains in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Still a slight chance of snow before 8 p.m. Otherwise cloudy, then gradually partly cloudy. Lows tonight around 20. I think it's going to be about the coldest of the season so far. Then tomorrow, sunshine will bounce back up to 40. And Friday, mostly cloudy and 45. It's 34 now in Omaha, Council Bluffs, and 33 in Lincoln. Boomer sit-in today brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. Open Monday through Saturday, 6 to 2. And on Sunday, 7 to 2. And ask about the Boomer special when you're there. And with us today for our sit-in is Dan Ryan of Jerry Ryan's
Clothing and Sportswear.
There you go. Welcome to Boomer Radio.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, man. We see the signs, Jerry Ryan, drive by it all the time. Right there on Dodge Street, what, about
78th and Dodge.
78th exactly. And Dodge, and that's been there for how long?
We've been at that location for 18 years. We've been in business for, we just started our 47th year.
Wow. Dad started it?
Dad started it in 1973 with a partner, separated from the partner in the early 80s. We moved out to 114th and Davenport in the mid 80s, and then moved to 78th and Dodge here in the 2001.
Mm-hmm. And your father then ran it at a time when you were growing up. You and your brother.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time around the store when I was a kid. When I was 10 years old, I would go down in the summers and sweep and vacuum and help out around there. So I was around the store quite a bit. And then my brother came into the store when he graduated from college, and it really kind of helped my dad be relieved that he knew that he had at least one son coming into the business. Mm-hmm. And another son coming along. Yeah. So
succession plan is important when
exactly.
Especially when you built something from nothing as your father did.
Yeah, the story is really kind of neat. My grandparents came to Omaha from Kearney with three kids and no job, no money, no nothing. And my grandfather begged Mr. Ashford at Nebraska Clothing Store for a job back in right after the Depression. And he was able to, he begged him for a job, said he didn't need anyone to work there, but my grandfather said, I will work for free and I will run circles around your other salesmen. So he did work for free for a few days, and that's how my family got in. Wow. The clothing business.
Wow, that's incredible. So then did your father ever work with his father, with your grandfather? Or
yeah, they did at Nebraska Clothing for a number of years, and then mm-hmm. my dad went off to before that he was at Yonker Kilpatrick's and then was at Nebraska Clothing and then started his own in 73.
Yeah. Boy, the whole dynamic of that business has changed so much, hasn't it?
Boy, it really has. You know, at one time it was mainly suits, sport coats, shirts, and ties. And now, you know, we have a little of everything from golf wear to sports wear to Creighton wear, Nebraska wear. Mm-hmm. So we had to kind of change with the times.
Yeah.
And luckily we did.
I don't want you to get in trouble with your sibling. You probably should give him a shout out here.
Yeah. So my brother John is a part owner of the store, and he works really hard too. He's not as smooth a talker as I am, so he's back at the store today.
Oh, so, well, somebody's got to man the fort. Mom and Dad, did Mom work, or was she a traditional stay-at-home mom?
Mom was a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. so Dad worked a lot of long hours and you know, pretty much 6 and 7 days a week. So wow. She needed to take care of the five other brothers and sisters.
I was going to ask, how many siblings? There were six of you total?
Yes, I had two older brothers and three older sisters, and we were a handful. And mm-hmm. by the time they got to me, I think my mom and dad had seen every situation, and I had it really pretty easy, to tell you the truth. My brothers and sisters kind of paved the way for
me. So I lost track there. Are you the youngest or the second?
I'm the youngest.
You are the youngest. Yes. Oh, they always liked you best then, didn't they?
Darn right. I got my way all the time.
What do you remember? What music do you remember your folks listening to?
My dad was a big Frank Sinatra fan. He loved watching Lawrence Welk on Saturday nights. Andy Williams. Those are some of the top ones. He used to love Barbra Streisand. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Did he have the records? I mean, albums and probably a great big console.
Yeah.
Back in the big day, Magnavox or something like that. RCA.
I think it was RCA. Exactly.
RCA. Yeah. You still can kind of smell the electronics in that, can't you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Bring back those. All right. Little Sinatra here. We'll dedicate this to Jerry.
Exactly.
And your mom's name is?
Nancy.
Nancy. Now, Jerry passed away?
My dad passed away in 2012. My mom is still living.
Still. Oh, that's great to hear.
She's sharp as can be.
All right. Sinatra, it's a Boomer sit-in today with Dan Ryan on the Boomer Radio Network. Music that makes you feel good.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. City that never sleeps, and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little towns. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Sinatra, New York, New York.
New York.
On the Boomer Radio Network. And a Boomer sit-in today brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. And it's Dan Ryan with us, half of the ownership of Jerry Ryan's. I don't know, how do you phrase that? I mean, it's you and your brother now, since your dad passed away.
So John's the president, I'm vice president.
Okay.
I think that's mainly by age, but...
Okay. Yeah, there you go. You talked about joining the business with your dad. You grew up with your dad as, you know, the owner of that business. What lessons did you learn from that? What do you take away if somebody...
You know, the neat thing is dad instilled in my brother and myself to, you know, take care of people the right way and find out what they're looking for and take care of them the best way that you can. And that's mm-hmm. the majority of our business. And the neat thing is we've just developed so many nice relationships over the years with customers that have become even family and friends. So it's just really, really neat how Omaha has supported us, and the amount of people that we've met over the years is just, it's unbelievable, not only in Omaha, but across the whole country. And there's many times I go to the grocery store when my son was little, and my son would say, "Dad, can we just get through the grocery store without you shaking five hands? I just want to get my Gatorade and get out of there." But, but that kind of goes along with the business, and that's one of the neat things. There's not too many places that I can't go where I don't know somebody, so it's really neat.
You are the youngest of six. You have three older sisters. Wow. I bet that was something.
Woo. Yeah, they took pretty good care of me.
Yeah,
And I was a handful, like I said. So,
did they teach you how to dance?
I still remember, you know, watching American Bandstand on Saturday mornings, and we would do a lot of dancing.
Any particular songs come to mind?
You know, Rockin' Robin was a really good one from Michael Jackson that I really enjoyed.
It's a Boomer Sit-In on the Boomer Radio Network with Dan Ryan. Michael Jackson and a little Rockin' Robin there on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer Sit-In today with Dan Ryan of Jerry Ryan Clothes and Sportswear. Sports something.
Clothing and Sportswear. 78th and Dodge.
There you go. Just see Jerry Ryan. Everybody knows it just as Jerry Ryan. So, or Jerry Ryan's. But, our Boomer Sit-In today, and that was a song that you danced with your three older sisters with. They taught you that. What else did you learn from having three older sisters? Because I had three older sisters. I could tell some stories.
Oh, I remember they would be awfully mad at me when they would try to be studying, and I'd be playing Nerf hoop, and I would be bouncing around the house.
Just irritating them?
They did a lot as far as raising me too when mom wasn't around, or you know, they did a lot of nice things for me growing up and still do today.
How much older are they? What was the age span?
Let's see, my sister Mary I think is 4 years older than I am. My sister Anne was 6 years older, and my sister Maureen is 8 years older than I am.
Okay. So okay, yeah, not too far then. All right, we want to ask you about what was your first album you bought. I want to talk about your mom and dad some more, because that's just interesting. Maybe something you used to do with your mom. That'd be cool. Here, you got something
for that?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Good. Good. Just yes is good for now. Hold on to it. Hold on to that. Jerry Ryan's youngest son is with us, Dan Ryan, today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer Traffic.
And Boomer Traffic brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple, open 6 to 2 Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2 Homestyle, and a Boomer special every day. You have to ask about it, though. A Boomer special. Yep, ask. Southbound 168th and Lakeside, that's an accident involving a couple of cars. And northbound JFK at Cornhusker, two cars there and another partially blocking the ramp. So watch out for that. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
If you're caring for a family member, take a moment to breathe. Count to five as you inhale and five as you exhale. If that 10 seconds helped, imagine what an hour could do. Home care for a few hours to 24/7. We are caregivers and stress relievers. We are First Light Home Care. Visit firstlighthomecare.com.
When is your mom's birthday? Your parents' anniversary? What's your spouse's favorite song or their dream vacation destination? Those are easy to answer, but what about their final wishes? How would they like to be remembered? Tough questions, but the team at Forest Lawn Funeral Home, Cemetery, and Crematory are ready to help each step of the way. Don't wait until it's too late. Answer the tough questions and gain peace of mind by pre-planning today. Visit ForestLawnOmaha.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm fitness expert Jay Cardiello. Nutritional supplements can help support our health and fuel our immune systems. But how do you know which ones to take? GNC took the guesswork out with GNC4U, a plan that customizes daily vitamin and supplement packs personalized just for you and delivered right to your door. Start your wellness journey with GNC. Take a lifestyle quiz and you're on your way. I took the quiz and it was fast and easy. Go to GNC4U.com. That's GNC, the number 4, the letter U.com. Live well.
Right now, the Home Depot makes replacing your old carpet easy. With more styles and colors to choose from, there's no better time to buy. With free installation on any carpet purchase of $499 or more, all by licensed local pros. Backed for life, today is the day for doing and saving with free carpet installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For a limited time, $499 minimum purchase required, typically $699. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Valid through November 6, 2019.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to sow the birch seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it, like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It is 424 on the Boomer Radio Network. I'm Jack Swanda, and this is a Boomer sit-in today. And Dan Ryan with us from Jerry Ryan. And we were talking, you grew up with your dad owning a business, which is in some of the lessons you learned from that. Your mom, probably some lessons with your mom. You didn't spend all your time with your dad.
My mom was very influential.
What's her name?
Nancy.
Nancy, okay.
And I still remember she used to do what was called Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. and that was delivering warm meals to the elderly at lunchtime, and mom would kind of, didn't have a choice, but she had to take me with her, and so, it was good for me to go see people that were older and elderly and, needed some help here and there, and I remember just hearing America's Horse with No Name and sitting in the back of the car and thinking to myself, man, I can't believe there's a guy riding through the desert and he's on a horse and he doesn't even know the name. And so that was one of the very early songs that I do remember hanging out with my mom. And it just seemed like I'd hear that quite a bit.
Great story. I taught you about doing things for other people too, didn't
exactly.
it?
Like I said, mom was very influential.
I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
My skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
Remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la
America Horns with No Name on the Boomer Radio Network, and a memory there for Dan Ryan, our Boomer sit-in today, with his mom delivering meals on wheels. She'd go in and leave you in the car and Horse with No Name on the radio? Is that what was going on?
She usually walked me up to the door so I could communicate and have some fun with the elderly people, and I think they really enjoyed it too.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great memory. All right, so what did you do with your dad? I mean, other than go to the store and sweep floors with him at Jerry Ryan, what?
Yeah, my dad, his life definitely revolved around the store. Mm-hmm. Which was good for John and I. So, but you know what? One memory I remember really well was he would take me up to the Dundee Dell once in a while, and that was when it was at 50th and Dodge, and Neil Everett owned the Dundee Dell at the time, and he'd invite me in and make me feel like I was right at home, and he'd pour me a Roy Rogers and get me a 2-piece fish and chip and throw me some quarters and say, Dan, go play some music and go play, you know, some pool. While Dad and him sat and chit-chatted,
yeah,
let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
And so those were tremendous, tremendous memories. I mean, to be five or six years old and someone pour a drink for you, Roy Rogers, and get you a 2-piece fish and chip and play pool and listen to Elton John. I mean, what more could I ask for as a five-year-old kid?
So yeah, yeah.
Those were great memories.
So one of the quarters went in and brought up Benny and the Jets, huh?
Yeah, and since then I've always thought of my dad and the Dundee Dell when I hear this song.
But Ben.
Elton John and Benny and the Jets on the Boomer Radio Network, and music that makes you feel good, and that one certainly does. Dan Ryan is with us today from Jerry Ryan Clothing and Sportswear, and this is fun because you said you used to put quarters in the jukebox to play that song at the Dundee Dell?
Yes, I'm sure it was quarters.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And what was the owner's name? What was his name again?
Neil Everett, and he was a good friend of my dad, and he was one of the nicest gentlemen you would ever meet. And
it's amazing how nice, you know, when you nice people like that just stick with you.
Yeah, and he just made you feel comfortable. Even though I was a 5-year-old kid running around his bar, he made you always feel very comfortable, and he was a nice, nice guy.
It's 4:35. Boomer Sit-In today brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe, and we want to hear about Dan's first record that he bought. That is coming up, but first let's take a look at
Boomer Traffic.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say, Boomer Traffic. Westbound Dodge at 71st. Ooh, that's a tough spot, an injury accident. And medical personnel headed in that direction. So that's going to be a big slowdown for you there. That is on Westbound Dodge at 71st. 35th and Looking Glass Drive in the Bellevue area, an accident. And northbound 84th and Dodge, an accident there. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Hi, this is Mark Gillett of the Retirement Guys. Many of you have spent your working years building a retirement nest egg, but now you are approaching a crucial moment. You will be leaving your job and you want to make the right move with your retirement money and avoid the number one retirement mistake, which are the high fees that your advisor or broker is charging you to manage your retirement portfolio. Over time, those fees will siphon off thousands of your dollars. If your advisor is telling you that their 1% or more fee is no big deal, we would love to have you attend one of our next meetings where we will share with you how to make your money safer and slash your investment fees. So visit our website, theretirementguys.org. You can contact me, Mark Gilliatt, at theretirementguys.org. That's theretirementguys.org.
Advisory services offered by AFSC Advisors.
Whispering Oaks is the newest premier subdivision in Council Bluffs offered exclusively by NP Dodge. Enjoy incredible sunrises, tranquil sunsets, and easy interstate access. Create your own custom dream home or enjoy the simplicity and convenience of villa living. These beautiful freestanding villas can be custom finished to your taste and offer snow removal, lawn care, and walking trails. Plus, Whispering Oaks is in the sought-after Lewis Central School District. To get directions or to schedule your private tour, log on to whisperingoakscb.com.
Did you know that once you become a member of AAA, you may request a free teen membership for your newly licensed teenager with a learner's permit? Did you know AAA offers a generous member referral program? When that friend joins with your referral, each of you will receive 20 AAA dollars toward your next renewal dues. Did you know that if you're a AAA member and a customer of Sprint Cellular Phone Service, you may apply for a free annual renewal of your basic membership? Did you know that if you shop online at AAA.com and make purchases with any of the nationally known retailers listed, you can earn AAA dollars to apply to your membership renewal, or that by using the AAA credit card, you can earn rewards? See how quickly the savings add up? Certain terms, conditions, restrictions may apply. Join AAA today by visiting one of their Omaha metro area offices. Tell them Boomer Radio sent you. 59 million members can't be wrong. It pays to belong to AAA.
The Boomer Radio Network. I'm Jack Swanda, and the drive home today, it's 4:39, and it is a sit-in, and we have Dan. Dan is with us from Jerry Ryan. Dan Ryan, your dad started the business. What year was that when Jerry Ryan began?
He started it in 1973.
And your vice president, your older brother John is president, and your father passed away
in 2012.
Have you missed a beat at all? Did it just keep right on going?
Dad would come by and still work quite a bit. He loved to write cards. He loved to call customers and thank them for the business. Mm-hmm. So he did a lot of those things in his later part of life. But, Yeah, John and I, he taught us well, and we've been able to keep things going very strong.
So. Where'd you go to elementary school?
I went to Holy Name first through fourth grade, and then went to St. Margaret Mary's fifth through eighth.
And then?
Graduated from Creighton Prep in 1986.
And then?
Went to Creighton for a year, did some schooling at Metro here, and did some schooling at the Philadelphia School of Textiles and Sciences.
Ah, okay. First 45 that you ever bought.
Well, that one is kind of funny because I really, really enjoyed Casey and the Sunshine Band in the 70s when I was a young child. And I think I drove, I think his name was Jimmy O'Neill. I think I drove that gentleman crazy with request. And finally, one day after I had called anywhere from 4 to 40 times during the course of a day, he said, "Kid, why don't you have your mom and dad just go out and buy you the 45? And he hung up on me. And so I still remember being down at the Saddle Creek Target with my sister, Mary, and my mom. And my mom was nice enough to get me that. And that was my first 45.
How much did you pay for it?
You know, I honestly can't remember because I think my mom bucked up for it. But thanks, Mom.
It's Dan Ryan, our Boomer Sit-In today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Made after death, or in the inside,
KC and the Sunshine Band on the Boomer Radio Network. Music that makes you feel good. Boomer sit-in today with Dan Ryan from Ryan Clothing and Sportswear.
78th and Dodge.
78th and Dodge. Right. I go by it all the time. It's amazing. You go by it all the time, and you can't exactly remember where it is, but there you go. And that was the first 45 that you purchased. And a great story, because Jimmy O'Neill said, "Hey, kid, quit calling me. Just go buy it." So you did. Good stuff. I like that.
He definitely, I probably wore that poor guy out. He probably had to retire after the amount of calls I gave him.
I think that's funny. All right. Songs maybe your dad sang to you, very important songs, you know, maybe for you and Karen, your wife. So we want to talk about that. And we got to talk about your family yet, too. We haven't got to that yet. And maybe, I don't know, there's a little thing you shared with me that I'm going to question your, you know, whether if you can keep your man card or not on this one. So that's all coming up here in the next few minutes on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit-in today brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple with Dan Ryan.
Boomer Traffic.
Boomer Traffic is brought to you by Care Builders at Home. Their goal is to keep your loved ones in their home as long as possible. Contact them for a free in-home consultation. Care Builders at Home, Omaha.com. Eastbound Giles at 96. That's the newest accident that has come in. Three cars there. And a big slowdown for you on westbound Dodge at 71st. That is an injury accident. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Welcome to Jerry Ryan's Clothing and Sportswear at 78th and Dodge. We offer men's suits, sports coats, outerwear, and sportswear. Our helpful staff will listen to your needs. Our tailor shop is the best in the Midwest, and our wedding suit selection is great for the groom or the groomsman in your life. Jerry Ryan's has always represented quality and value. Welcome to Jerry Ryan's. Relax and enjoy our world.
At Jerry Ryan's, we bring out the best.
From the moment rock and roll first hit the airwaves, it's played a crucial role in politics and social movements. Though pop music inspires us to turn up the radio and dance, it also has the power to change attitude about patriotism, peace, equality, and freedom. Louder than words, Rock, Power, and Politics is the new exhibit at the historic Durham Museum and showcases costumes, interviews, lyrics from more than 60 artists. Louder than Words runs now through February 2nd. For more information, durhammuseum.org.
Introducing the West Point Auto and Truck Center. They're your full-service Ford dealership, Chevy dealership, and over-the-road truck repair shop. Certified parts and service for your Volvo, Cummings, and Packard. Expanded service for all of your vehicle, over-the-road, and agricultural needs as well. The West Point Auto and Truck Center, just on the north side of West Point on Highway 275. Call 402-374-1933 or visit their website, westpointautoandtruck.com.
Are you hungry? Let me tell you about Sojourn Cafe in downtown Ralston, a quaint little place with great food from Chef Brad, who's been at some of the swankiest places in the metro, is a veteran, and now serves up dishes like jumbo scratch biscuits and gravy, corned beef hash, blue roof beef salad, ask for the story, and the great grandpa Reuben. So go hungry, open 7 to 2 every day except Mondays. Check out Sojourn Cafe online for daily specials. Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in Ralston.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's 449 and a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network with Dan Ryan from Jerry Ryan Clothing and Sportswear. Speaking of sportswear, Mr. Know-It-All stopped in. You got quite a connection with Creighton. I knew that before because you went to Creighton. Your dad played baseball at Creighton.
Yeah, my dad played baseball for Creighton back in the 50s, and we've been fortunate enough to have great relationship with Creighton University for a number of years. We've dressed the coaches for over 40-some years. We've helped a lot of the players, present, past, future players, and so we've had a great relationship.
Do you think all those macho sports guys know that you grew up watching General Hospital?
Probably not, but I sure get a lot of flack from it from everyone else. But
how did you get hooked on General Hospital?
Being a kid playing outside, and I'd come inside, and my sisters would be sitting around watching General Hospital, and that was during the Luke and Laura crave, and everybody was kind of on the Luke and Laura thing. And
I don't know if everybody was, but
quite a bit, okay, I'd say. But became a big General Hospital fan, which led to me being a big Rick Springfield fan,
and yeah. Jesse's girl. And,
yeah.
All right, we'll let you keep your man card.
Thanks.
Yeah. Dan Ryan, Boomer Sit-In on the Boomer Radio Network.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl on the Boomer Radio Network, and a Boomer Sit-In today with Dan Ryan, a huge fan of Rick Springfield and General Hospital. You said you rearranged your high school schedule, your college schedule, just so you could watch General Hospital. That's crazy.
I made sure I had that last period off at prep at 1:50 so I could make it home by 2 o'clock to watch General Hospital almost every day.
So did you think of yourself as like a rock kind of guy, rock star? I always wanted to be, but
never probably had the hair or the looks or whatever, but I always wanted to be. Yeah. And so,
yeah. How many kids do you and Karen have?
So I have twin daughters that are 23, and they both just graduated from the UNMC nursing school, and they both are nurses at Children's here in town. Mm-hmm. And then I have a son who's 19, and he is a freshman down in Lincoln, and he graduated from Creighton Prep last year.
All right, cool. Isn't that great? Yeah. You know, a lot of times we grow up and we remember certain songs that our parents sang to us which is kind of interesting.
Back in the day, we'd be up in Okoboji, and you know, there would be plenty of days that we'd wake up and the sun would not be out. It would be cloudy. And I still remember my dad, you know, singing "Here Comes the Sun." And when you'd see a little ray of light come through all the clouds. And so he would sing that to us, you know, just verses of it. And I would do that with my kids as they were growing up also. So that was kind of a neat song for my family. And we had a lot of rainy days, which I never liked. But as soon as I would see that sun, boy, I'd start singing that song.
Here comes the sun and the Beatles. Boomer sit in today with Dan Ryan on the Boomer Radio Network. Son and the Beatles on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit in with Dan Ryan today. His dad sang that to them, Okoboji. And you said you spent some time in a cabin up in Minnesota, too?
So we used to spend a lot of time up with the McGowan family up in Lake Miltona. And so there was always a lot of songs that remind me of the lakes.
And you sing that to your kids then.
And I'll sing that to my kids.
You'll sing it to your grandkids. When the time comes. Yeah, that'll be cool. Speaking of grandkids, two of my little grandkids dancing to some of the music that you picked out here today.
That's
neat. And come to find out, my son-in-law is John. You know him.
John Stahl has been a very good customer of mine for a number of years and a super nice guy.
Great.
It's great to have customers like that.
You and Karen met where?
So I used to play softball for the Holiday Lounge back in the day, and Karen worked part-time at the Holiday Lounge, and she is simply gorgeous. She's just beautiful, and I would sit and stare and stare and stare at her.
Yeah.
And so that kind of leads me to the song where the Frankie Valli, "Can't Take My Eyes Off of You." And I used to hear that once in a while at the Holiday, and then recently went to Jersey Boys, and that was a couple of years ago, and I heard that song again, and it brought back those memories of me staring at my beautiful wife, who we just celebrated our 26th anniversary yesterday. So happy anniversary, honey. I love you.
Yeah, congratulations. It went fast, Dan.
It goes way too fast.
Yeah, the 26 years and the hour here for the city. And both
exactly. I had so many songs. I told Sue I needed 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, you only get an hour, though.
Sorry.
You only get an hour with Jack. That's it. But thanks for coming in, being a part of the sit-in today. Yeah.
I really appreciate it. It was tons of fun.
Yeah. Dan Ryan from Jerry Ryan Clothing and Sportswear on the Boomer sit-in today. And this is for Karen. He's looking at you. Can't take my eyes off you on Boomer.
You're just too good to be true.